AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. In court this hour for the very first time, the case of six Baltimore police officers charged in the murder of Freddie Gray, say prosecutors, a black man whose death in custody ignited a riot in Baltimore.
All day, we will fight for Freddie Gray.
Protesters are outside the courthouse, as are dozens of law enforcement officers who are patrolling the streets. AP correspondent Juliet Linderman in Baltimore on the issues before the court this morning.
They will be discussing whether the officers should be tried together or separately, whether the state's attorney's office should be removed from prosecuting the case, and whether the charges should be dismissed.
Charges against the officers range from misdemeanors to murder. Still no sign of those three suspects wanted in the killing of a police officer about an hour north of Chicago. Fox Lake Mayor Donnie Schmidt says Lieutenant Charles Joseph Glinowitz was a good man. They called him G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe was a father of four boys, a decorated police officer and an asset to our community.
Authorities say the officer was pursuing three suspicious men on foot when he was shot and killed. Wall Street bouncing back this morning from yesterday's big drop. The Dow lost 469 points yesterday. This morning, the markets are up. The Dow up about 184 points. The price of oil is up, too. Now it's just over $46 a barrel. All of this isn't bothering the job market too much. The payroll company ADP says businesses added jobs at a pretty steady clip last month, with construction and manufacturing showing solid gains. Police in Thailand say a man in custody is described by authorities as the main suspect in last month's deadly bombing in Bangkok. Denies any involvement. This is AP Radio News. Vice President Joe Biden is visiting Florida today, where he may get an early glimpse of his presidential prospects. Here's our Sandy Kozel.
A Democrat familiar with Joe Biden's deliberations said recent discussions have focused on whether Biden's family would be ready to pursue a third presidential campaign, only months after the death of the vice president's son, Beau Biden. Also under consideration is whether Biden can meet the basic criteria to be a serious contender, including whether he's able to raise enough money to be competitive.
Sandy Kozel reporting from Washington. Just days after President Obama changed the name of North America's tallest mountain from Mount McKinley to Denali, that's the traditional Alaskan name, the government is announcing this morning that the mountain is actually 10 feet shorter than we all thought it was. 20,310 feet. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.